Blog Talk Radio.
Man, you know, it's just, you know, it's getting touch, you know, and trying to make this hit, you know. Shout out to Brad, you know, Brad, B-Dub, you know.
Yeah.
AKA B-Dub. Pretty fucking
good. B-Dubs.
$100 sweatshirt, big kid.
King Tut.
$50 sweatshirt, big kid.
Let's get it. Come on. Yeah.
The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it.
Choke on my words, no time for the Heimlich. Put him in a nursery, his ass came out rhyming. I'm a diamond in the rough, y'all don't see my potential. Kicking it with King Tut, now I'm shining like a crystal. Never miss you with a pistol. Hope and pray to God that these lyrics don't hit you. If they do, it will cause massive damage to your tissue. So what is your issue? Punch his bitch in his jaw and watch his lips fall off. Time to unleash all of my emotions. Healing all your wounds like magical potions. Got the game flowing in all the right motions. Crunch time, man, I ain't no captain. Style of rap puts you out of fashion. You better than me, dog, I'm laughing.
The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it.
The buddy fuck up comments with my niggas. I'm the shit, I'm the bomb. Go Osama on these niggas. Change faces, come back. I'm Obama on these niggas. I don't shit, I spit. Cop the llama on these niggas. Business equal drama, that don't add up money figures. Lot of niggas know my name, but I don't know none of these niggas. I'm just dabby in a body and I'm gone off the liquor. Yeah.
Pull up, pull up, pull up. I just pull up in a foreign. Got a bad bitch with me, and you know that bitch boring. You do Bobby, we do Whitney. My life lit, your life boring. Y'all fit in. Fat K rockin' Jordans, I get kicked. Y'all niggas hate, always watching the youngins play. We getting money over here. Tell them fuck boys, keep the drama over there. Real niggas and bad bitches over here.
The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to 802 Radio. We have a half an hour show tonight, 6:30 to 8. So a big shout out to the homie Black Tear. It's going to be just me tonight. My artist, Tycoon, had a family emergency to attend. We're going to play one more track by Mr. Big Time, and then we're going to put you all on. So be sure to stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
I'm literally doing it. I'm
no pad, no pencil. I recite it from the mental, and they think I write it down. I really make it look that simple. You can check my resume or maybe study my credentials. Guarantee you dirty black or murder in an instrumental. Hey, I don't do no stressing, I just keep it presidential. Elevate my mind to its maximum potential. I don't know what you into and you don't know what I've been through, but I promise you that everyone can beat the differential. I'm just trying to get a milli with the people that I'm kin to. Hope you hear the truth and it release the G within you. Make them hit the slab with the bricks with the rental. Anything to keep you from putting one in your temple. Yeah, this that hustler music, but even busters use it. Some of the stuff you hear me say can get you prosecuted. G be the reason, gorilla, yeah, that's why I pursue it. I'm literally doing it.
But my waiter, he be waiting on me. While I'm sitting at the table at an Italian restaurant trying to order some shrimp and fettuccine.
You a beanie winnie?
I'm a hot link. Time dirty black, literally a hot link. We being all black, you being hot pink. Next time, fuck what if I think I'm big time. You literally. 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 Literally.
At a 45 plate, no pain, no gain. Muscle strain on your brain, might make you insane. I like that barbecue flavor, then you like yours plain. Relax for a minute, don't need no stress. Lyrical molestation got the game undressed. Make most look silly, and others look dumb. Leave me the big piece, y'all can have the crumb. Please give me some, beef, fofo, farm. Now watch me blow up big time the bomb. My best is yet to come, yo, hit track is the worst. 16 is second nature, man, you finish your verse? Shit, did I just curse? Please excuse my French. I'm a first team starter, why you sub off the bench? You better not flinch, I'll chop your ass in the throat. Weakest hit of all times, but big time's the goat. That's literally.
I'm literally doing it.
Don't know what you saw, homeboy.
I'm literally doing
but
it.
This ain't no fluke.
I'm literally
this
doing it.
This what we do, baby. This
I'm
what we do.
Doing it. I'm big time.
Dirty Flame.
Literally.
Colonel Boy.
Literally.
Mr. Big Time.
Literally.
Doing this literally.
Literally.
All right, callers, that was my man, Mr. Big Time. Big shout out to him for right after the last show we had. He actually inboxed me, asked me to play that song. So if you have any tracks you want me to play on this show as well, please email them to me at airborne921-1990@yahoo.com. airborne921-1990@yahoo.com. No space. But without further ado, let's get to our first caller. Who do we got left here?
313-510, you are live.
Hey, what's good? What's good, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
Just chilling out tonight. Just enjoying this crappy weather we got. You know, it's cold out here in Vermont. It's about 40 degrees outside, so I'm trying to stay cool. Stay warm, I mean.
Right, right. Yeah, well. My name is Centel, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan. And I'm an R&B singer and songwriter. And I'm just happy to be on the show. Shout out to Black Tear, who always be hitting me up to call in on the show and promote. I really appreciate him.
And we appreciate you calling in. You know, if it wasn't for you callers, we wouldn't have a show. So definitely a big shout out to you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you got any links where people can find your music? Facebook, YouTube, Reverb, etc.?
You can pretty much just go on my YouTube page. It's just Centel. It's spelled C-I-E-N-T-E-L-L. Just search on YouTube. I got a couple of singles out. And also my Instagram page, which is Centel. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, the show runs until 8 tonight, so you can either call back in or just wait in the queue, and we'll try to put you back on if there's time.
Okay, great. I'll definitely stay on the show. I like listening to this show anyway, so.
All right, thank you very much for all the support.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
310-910, you are live.
What's going on? This is Queen G in the building. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. I'm still a little hyped up off of this Soul Train Awards that came on last night. It was very, very good, like, and kind of inspiring. So I just wanted to call and say whoever got to tune in and watch that, man, if y'all probably on the same high I'm on. It was amazing. I wanted to call and talk about that and talk about the fact that they introduced this new segment to the Soul Train Awards. It was like a R&B cipher. I've never seen that done yet. Like, they always do the rap cipher, you know what I mean? But they did
yeah.
R&B cipher with Gladys Knight, my brother Tyrese, Neo and Angie Stone, all four of them put it down last night. I was so excited. I was like, yes.
So
wow. I wanted to shout my brother out and say, you know, congrats on his great performance with that R&B cipher and just being connected to something unique and different. You know what I mean?
For sure.
A different trend of something, you know what I mean? So, it was amazing, and the show itself was really good. They really highlighted soul music from, like, nowadays on up to the 90s. Like, they had 90s music. Bobby Brown performed, Aaron Hall. It was really good. Like, I tuned in the entire show. So, I just
yeah, for
to
sure. I would, too.
Out.
I mean,
oh, go ahead.
I would, too. Your brother's Tyrese Gibson, right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that caller's listening into the show. This is the real deal right here. This is the sister of Tyrese Gibson, that Tyrese Gibson, the one that's in Transformers, Fast and the Furious, et cetera. So it's a huge, huge honor right now to just have you on the show with us. And I appreciate you calling in, and I remember talking to, real quick, Joy Adams, his, I think that's your other brother, June Pulleon, I think his name
manager.
Other brother's manager, and I told him about Tyrese, one of my all-time favorite songs he did. It was an old, I don't know if you remember it, but can't remember who he did it with, but it was like, every time I leave, something keeps pulling me back, that song he did, and he just
got
a beautiful voice.
That was Chingy.
Oh, yeah,
That was a hit. It was so dope. He was on top of the roof. I remember the video, everything. And I wanted to anytime you're ready for me, I want to do an interview with you. So let me know. Like, get in touch with me on Facebook. Let's connect. I'm spreading the Queen G brand and pushing that. So let me know when you're ready for me, and I got some information for you. I got a lot of stuff going on that I really want to talk about. We're getting ready to bring John to the city of Las Vegas. So I want to talk about that, some of the promotions that's going into some of the upcoming events I have going on here in the city of Vegas. So when you're ready, bro, I got you. And I can fill your hour with all kind of stuff.
Sure, and going to make this PSA to all the callers in the queue. Thank you for, you know, being patient. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. But, yeah, most definitely. I'll definitely be in touch with you right now. After this show, we have our special guest, Toy Soldier. She won the contest that we had last show. She's supposed to call in for a 30-minute interview, which was one of the prizes she won. And then after that, Carlito 810, he already claimed dibs on the next one. But then after that, it's open. So that's what I'm talking about. Everybody's showing us love, you know. Like, I've been overbooked since I've been doing the show, you know what I'm saying? Like, I booked, like, shows in advance. So thank you all for the support. But you already know the deal. I'd hate to cut it short, but I'm trying to get to as many callers as
good.
I can.
It's good, bro. Thank you for having me. Seriously, let me know when you have an open slot, and I got you. Let's get it together.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Yep. All right, once again, callers, thank you for being patient with me, and thank you for tuning in to the show. All right, Mr. Black Tear, send us our next caller, please.
443-527, you are live.
Hey, it's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
Hey, how's it going?
Yep, I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. Just trying to, like I said before, trying to stay warm. It's pretty cold out here in, you know, Vermont. It's very bipolar, the weather out here. It was snowing yesterday. Now it's raining. Now it's snowing again. It's like, we make up your mind. So it's kind of one of those things.
Yeah, I definitely understand that.
Well, what's going on, Royal Crush?
Well, you know, on Thursday, we have our radio show, the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. We don't have a guest this week because this is our fan appreciation week. So we're just, you know, going to be taking calls, letting guys promote and, you know, the usual stuff. But, you know, we just won't have any interview guests this week.
Okay, okay. And real quick, before you continue, to all the callers in the queue, thank you for being patient with us. We'll get to you as soon as we can. But, yeah, we're also on right now with a Royal Crush Keisha. She actually has a show Thursday. What time is the show again? I think it's around 7, isn't it? 7 or 8?
Yep, from 6 to 8.
From 6 to 8, so it's another platform for all you callers that, you know, if you never, you know, called into the show before, it's definitely another show to call in and promote. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, well, we have a show with Drag On this next month, December the 16th, and they can find any information about anything we got going on Facebook, Royal Crush Keisha, or Twitter, ENT Crush, or on IG at Royal Crush ENT.
Okay, okay, and did I hear you right? Did you say Drag On, like that Drag On that worked with DMX and all them?
Yes.
Wow, that's going to be a huge show, so big shout-out to you guys for doing your thing.
So thank you.
Definitely, and like I said before, show runs until 8, so you're welcome to stay in the queue or definitely call back in, and we'll definitely try to put you back on.
Okay, I'll definitely be listening.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. All right, once again, callers, thank you all for calling in to the show. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for waiting in the queue. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. All right, Mr. Black Tear, who do we got next?
951-348, you are live.
Hey, everybody, it's Goddess T calling in.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Just enjoying the show and enjoying all the calls so far.
All right, all right. That's good. I just called to promote my new show, Goddess Fashion and Entertainment Radio. It's going to be debuting Sunday, December 4th at 5 Pacific Standard Time.
All right, and is that on this same broadcast?
It is.
That's going to be awesome. That's Mr. Black Hair is doing his thing. He's got like, well, I think 10 or 11 shows now on the broadcast. So it's definitely another platform, you know, for all these artists to come on and promote. So definitely welcome to the, you know, the broadcast family.
Just showing some love from the West Coast, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And we appreciate it.
I heard it's cold.
Is there anything else you wanted to say? Yeah, it's
sure.
It's real bad out here. It's I think it's like 41. I'm looking at snow actually right now, and it's almost up to the window. So,
oh my goodness. Well, we
yeah,
don't have
it's pretty
snow
bad
over here. It's kind of cold. I mean, not your cold, but to us, you know, probably 60. So
yeah.
We're getting colder nights, but you know, that good old
yeah,
California
and,
weather.
Yeah, definitely, and real quick to all the callers that are in the queue, thank you all for calling in to the show. We're definitely going to get to you as soon as we can. And, yeah, is there anything else you wanted to add? Did you want to throw out you got any Facebook or anything else out there
sure.
so callers can?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram at Goddess Entertainment Radio. You can also find me on Facebook at Goddess Fashion Entertainment Radio. And I am also under BNDC Casting. I'm also a casting director. So if anybody wants to get into acting, modeling, I'm your girl. So you can look me up on Facebook at BNDC Casting. And also you can look me up on Bello Noir Fashion. So that's also on Facebook, BELONOIR Fashion.
Okay. And we appreciate you calling in it. And is there anything else you want to add before we get to our next caller?
No, y'all stay warm.
All right, you too.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Mr. Black Hair, who do we got next?
334-424, you lie.
Oh, what up?
Hey, what's up? Who's this? What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Nicodemus from Montgomery.
Hey, what's up, Nicodemus? I do that every show. I know who it is, but I just want to...
Oh, yeah, y'all good.
What's going on, my man?
Not much. Chilling, working.
Yeah, same here, dude. I'm definitely doing good. Just chilling out, you know, still trying to recover from... my Thanksgiving feast we had, you know, I ate so much then, it was ridiculous. I actually did something funny for all my, you know, fans out there. I actually posted on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it because you follow me. I'm like, this is how I walk to the table when my stepmom says the food's done. It shows Goldberg, you know, from wrestling, the entrance, how he's walking with security and he's got the title on. And a lot of people thought that was pretty funny, so... Well,
yeah,
what's going
I'm
on, man? You working on any new projects?
Actually, me and my old crew, we kind of just parted ways. So I'm on my own now, but I'm hooking up with a label called ACJ Entertainment, and like I said, I just dropped my first solo mixtape. To come up, and it's I got it, you know, if anybody want to pick that up. Also got it hitting the streets of Houston, Texas, and Indianapolis. You understand what I mean, Indianapolis.
Yeah.
However you, and it's online and all that. You can just check it out. It's called The Come Up.
All right, and real quick, before you say anything else, to all the callers waiting in the queue, we appreciate you calling into the show. Just hold right where you are. We will get to you as soon as we can. But my bad, dude. Go ahead and finish what you were trying to say.
We got that. Then I'm working on some more songs that I got coming. Some other independent artists that's coming up. And just trying to do everything I can.
All right, man, and I'm sure we'll do everything in our power, you know what I'm saying, on our show and stuff like that to definitely get you the hype that you and exposure you deserve, you know what I'm saying? Like, you and I have been cool for a while, for a minute now, and you're definitely a cool dude and definitely got the sound that will take you very far in this industry, my man. So just definitely don't stop.
I appreciate that.
No, not a problem. And you already know the deal, man. Nothing but love. I definitely have to get to more callers and stuff like that. But show runs until 8 o'clock tonight. So if you can, call back in or just call in next show.
All right. I got you.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. No problem.
All right. Take care. All right, Mr. Black Terror, who we got next?
234-759, you're live. Yo, what's going on, Brad?
Hey, not much, just chilling.
Yo, what's good, yo?
Just chilling, man. What team were you from?
Man, I'm from Detroit, but I'm calling from the Bronze City, you know, Akron, Ohio.
Okay, yo. And...
Yo, I just was in D.C. I just came back here, though, you know, because, you know, you gotta go to the city of Ballers, though. No?
Definitely. Is there any projects you're working on, like any new mixtapes, albums, tracks, anything?
Really, there's a couple of projects that I'm working on. I'm actually working on Blessed by a Curse. Matter of fact.
Okay.
What sense does that make? Everybody that's on the that's on air right now, they don't know who I am. Okay, they introduced myself. My name is V. Dot Now. You know, one of the original engineers of Cutthroat. All right, my next project that I'm dropping is called Blessed by a Curse, which is solo album that's dropping on New Year's. Besides that project, there's quite a few singles that's dropping from that album. Mostly I'm not a mixtape artist. I have way more albums than I do mixtapes, you know. But since the people like mixtapes, there will be a mixtape dropping in February with the Outlaws and all the rest of my immortal brothers, called Immortal to Society. And following after that, then you'll start seeing the Lifeless Immortal album, God Bless the Dead.
Okay, it sounds good. And that name definitely just has a ring to it. I fuck with that name.
Oh, for sure?
Yeah, that name, I just like it. The Immortal, what'd you say, Immortal, what was it again?
It's Lifeless Immortal.
Oh, yeah, that's right there. That just sounds, you know, nice because it's unique. You know, it's something that you don't hear before, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, shout out to you for doing that. And real quick before you finish, my dude, I just have to say, all the callers in the queue, thank you for tuning in to the show. We will get to you as soon as we can. Show runs until 8 tonight. But is there anything else you wanted to add, my man?
Oh, yeah. Everybody get a chance to check out the semi-major recording industry. You know, if you're an independent artist looking to upgrade in your career, go ahead and convert to the semi-pros. You know, we're giving away exposure to artists, independent artists, just like the majors. So, you know, sign up, create your profile. Yeah, we put you on. And the website is Empire I Am. As in translationofgod.com. All right, salute y'all. Stay up, though.
All right. And we appreciate you calling in, my man, and definitely show is every other Monday at 6:30 p.m., so you're welcome to call in anytime.
Oh, for sure. I'll be eating cheesecake every time I'll be on the show. Let's go.
That's what's up. Have some for me.
All right, for sure. Salute.
All right. See ya. All right, once again, callers, thank you very much for calling into the show. We definitely appreciate it. You know, without you guys calling in, there would be no show. So it's definitely you guys are the star, hands down. I'm just the man, you know, talking through most of it. But, all right, Mr. Black Terror, who we got next?
720-416, you are live.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Nada, man. Verbal Pimp here out of Denver, Colorado. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Just chilling and enjoying the night, man. So what's up with you, though?
Actually, my boy Eddie, he runs a radio station in Detroit. He's linked to you guys somehow. He gave me the number, told me to start networking with you guys. I got signed to Wu-Tang Management here recently, dropped a new album. Real industry shit, Killer Priest, Ghostface, I mean, Alchemist. Started working with Eazy-E's son, E3. We're bringing him out for a concert next month. Got to networking. We decided we're going to do CPT to the 303 medicated mixtape. It'll have Eazy-E on it, Spice One, Wu-Tang affiliates. We are looking for locals, nationwide, worldwide artists to jump on this project. NWA and Wu-Tang, those are legendary fucking names in the game, you know. Just trying
for
to
sure.
People. We're doing slots right now for this mixtape. If people could just hit me up on Facebook would be the best. Verbal Pimp, inbox me, and then I'll just go from there. But serious artists, you know, no window shoppers, people that take this as a craft that are serious about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. My, I wish my man's Tycoon, the one, he's my artist, and he actually usually runs the show with me. I wish he was live because, you know, he's definitely somebody that I would recommend you to, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely got that, he's got that pretty nice flow, you know what I'm saying? He can slow it down, pick it up, you know, in the middle of, like, a song. So he's definitely real nice with it, but there's just so many others, you know, that call into this show. It's definitely somebody who's, like, you know, seeking talent and stuff. There's so many talented people that call into this show. Like, I get humbled just hearing it, you know, just hearing big time people like you calling into my show. It's like, I'm forever thankful, man, for you calling into the show and you taking time out of your busy schedule. So definitely salute you to that, you know, for that.
Dude, I appreciate your time. You know, 80s, 90s, hip-hop was about networking. Right now it's fucked up. People don't just want to shine themselves. They don't want to put people on. Dude, I'm so about networking. You throw me a skit on the album, we'll get your radio logo on the album cover, you know, like, it's all about building with people.
Definitely, definitely. And I got to say one thing real quick to all the callers calling in. Thank you all for calling into the show. Be sure to not hang up. Show runs until 8. But, yeah, man, I was actually going to ask real quick. I'm going to probably, if I can get your Facebook or something, I'll probably ask you something off the, you know, off the air, because I've actually been thinking about doing a mixtape, you know, for the show. And I was wondering if that's something like you would be willing to, like, you know, have like a partner thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, have a partnership deal. Like, it can be like, you know, the profits from the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? We can split 50-50 down, and in return, I mean, I'm the type of person, if you just put the, you know, our logo on the mixtape, that's good enough payment for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's anything you're down to do.
Dude, we'll definitely build radio, magazine. That's one of the oldest outlets there is, you know? Internet is the thing nowadays, but radios, man, you guys run the air. You control what's going down, you know?
Definitely, definitely, my dude. And I appreciate you calling in. Cut it short, man, but I want to try to get you.
We'll get together, dude. Just look me up on Facebook, Verbal Pimp. I'll get you the cover for the mixtape on your website or whatever, and we'll just go from there and let's start building.
All right, I definitely appreciate your time, man.
Likewise, my friend, likewise.
All right, thank you.
No worries. Wu-Tang, Colorado, one love.
All right, callers, thank you all for calling into the show. It's been a huge show tonight, you know what I'm saying? Like, callers are just, you know, we're going through them very quick, which is good. And so far, such big callers, you know what I'm saying, from Tyrese Gibson's blood sister, you know what I'm saying, to now this dude, you know, did you hear that guy's Wu-Tang? Like, that's crazy. So shout out to Mr. Black Tear for showing love and having him call in. All right, Mr. Black Tear, who do we got next?
We got 903-306, you're live.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, my man?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, can you speak up a little louder, man? We can't really hear you.
I said, what's up, man? How y'all doing? It's better.
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good. Just chilling. But that's enough about us, man. How are you doing tonight? You're the star right now, dude.
Man, I'm good, man. I'm just, you know, working on the whole project all the way down.
Hey, you're breaking up a little bit, man. I don't know if you're on speaker, but I just want you to, you know, I want the people to hear you as clear as day, man. You know what I'm saying? Did he drop out, Black Terror?
Hello?
No, he's still there.
Oh, but, hey, there you go, man.
Speak up louder. You got to speak up louder.
Okay.
You got to go louder than that, man. Can I just call back in? All
right.
Yeah, because we need you to speak up louder because we can't hear you.
What about now?
You got to come louder than that. But just call back in because we got some more callers. And I'll make sure you get on, all right?
All right.
All right. 612-434, you live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, definitely doing good, man. Just chilling out and enjoying the night. What about you?
I'm just sitting here enjoying the night. I'm actually putting another song together. I'm getting ready for this Saturday. Just working on the project that hopefully when it's done, I would like for Black Tear to get involved in it. My name is D-Boy, calling out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. My contact links, if you guys want to reach me, you can reach me by Facebook at facebook.com/TonyDBoyButler. You can also reach me at Instagram at www.instagram.com/DBoyTheCelebrity. You can also reach me on Snapchat as well as Mr. 313. If you want to reach me through SoundCloud, you can reach me at www.soundcloud.com/dboy1314 to check out some of the music that's there. And if you want to reach me personally, you can reach me by email at dboy131481@gmail.com. I'm here today on the show because I want to catch a follow-up and I want to get some advice on, like, what does it take to push yourself as an independent artist. This is my first time actually getting connected, and this is my first time actually networking. I have had a few demos of songs I've been working on. I've been getting a lot of good feedback on it. Pretty much what they are waiting on is for me to record it and to have it ready and good to go. I would like to give a shout-out to Eddie Black Tear, and I would like to definitely, most honorably, respectfully give a shout out to Blackout Radio. You guys are the reason why I'm motivating myself to go as hard as I'm going, and you guys are also great motivators when it comes to opportunities like this. And because of you guys are opening doors and making a lot of opportunities for a lot of artists.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And, you know, definitely big shout out to all you, you know, you guys for calling in. Like I said earlier, if it wasn't for people like you, you know, calling into my show, I wouldn't have a show. So, you know, big shout out to you for, you know, doing that. And real quick, before I let you say any more, I just have to say to all the callers in the queue, thank you for calling into the show. Show runs until 8 tonight. So definitely be sure you you all say what you got to say and throw your links out there. And thanks for hanging out with us. All right, man, but definitely, dude, I definitely appreciate all that. And, you know, my dream is the same as, like, Mr. Black Tears. You know, it'd be a huge honor for me if somebody from my show that calls in, you know, got in contact with the right people and they just all of a sudden, you know, I find out that they got signed or I see them on TV one day, you know, because I've always loved helping other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that I've always been good at is, you know, helping others. And the fact that, you know, so many times in the past, in the real world, you go to help others, you know, you're taken advantage of a lot. Where a show like this, you know, you all been so humble and, you know, thankful for it. And that's a blessing right there. So it's you guys that are the stars, man, not me. So, but I appreciate that. But is there anything else you want to say?
I know we got to go. I just wanted to just probably lay a little freestyle. I don't know how long it's going to take to do it, but I know that I probably have to go. I'm welcome to call in anytime to let you guys hear it, and I'm welcome to call in anytime to let you guys know what I'm working on as well.
We got a few other callers, but I'll tell you what, man. Can you drop a quick 8 for us?
Yeah. Yep, I can drop a quick 8. I get nasty with these flows. I'm a freak. I get off. Play the whole record to this motherfucker spin off. I'm a fly lyrics and these beats what I land on. Flows got hype, broke rappers I just stand on. Working on these beats, about to make these cowards clock out. Whip so excited, Trevor Sansa put a lot out. I mean, I will continue it, but I know we have to, you know, got to let you guys do what it do. But hopefully I do see myself working with you guys in the near future.
Definitely, dude. That was fire, dude. So I appreciate you calling in, my dude. And show runs until 8, so wait in the queue or just call back in at the end before 8, and we should be able to put you back on.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, callers, once again, thank you all for calling into the show. You know, it's a huge blessing just to hear you guys thank me, you know, because like I said, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have a show. So it's definitely you guys that deserve the thanks. So who else do we got, Mr. Black Terror?
I got 916-873-ALIVE. Well, y'all, what's up? California in the building. What's up, everybody on the radio station, man? How y'all living, man?
Living very great, dude. You know, just chilling out and enjoying the show. You know, appreciating all the love I'm getting. So definitely shout out to you, man, for taking time out of your day to hang out with us.
Yeah, not a problem, man. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm always down to call in and check in on the radio show, man. You guys is showing me a lot of love, letting me know when to dial in and tap into the show and what's going on, you know, the artists or producers or promoters or marketers, you know, that's always a good thing to connect with. And this show so far has been a great tool to connect others from all walks of, whether it be national or international or even just local. So that's a dope way to actually keep people connected, man. I appreciate you guys for that, and that takes a lot of hard work and dedication, man, and I admire you guys for that.
Hey, not a problem, man. And is there anything you're working on? Like, you got any mixtapes or albums, anything you're working on?
I'm working on the Bet That album, which is with the single also entitled Bet That, which is also on YouTube and SoundCloud. YouTube channel is IDHTV, and my SoundCloud page is Celsius916, CELSIUS916, which is all one word. You can check it out on either one. The album is set to release in January. We got one more session to do with all the features. I have some dope features locally, man, that you guys would be willing to check out and have them call in as well. But I am set to release the album in January. I want to say towards the end, but definitely first quarter. Looking to set the next single out February along with the video as well. And I'm still deciding on the second single as well, but the first single is Bet That, produced by me, and the whole album is produced by me. So, yeah, this is one of the biggest projects that means a lot to me because I'm pretty much doing everything and investing everything into it.
That's definitely what's up, though, dude. You know what I'm saying? And did I hear it right? You also rap, but you also, like, produce your own stuff as well?
Correct.
Yeah, that's definitely, that's definitely something that's pretty, you know, definitely pretty tight. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people out here in Vermont, they just rap and, you know, have somebody do it. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, myself, it's just the dedication that you guys have. I watched somebody mix and master a track once, and I'm like, I started losing patience, and I weren't doing nothing. I'm like, you guys must have a lot of, you know, like I said, a lot of focus and very, you know, the mindset you guys have, you know, to balance all that is just remarkable. So, shout out to you for doing that. And real quick, my dude, I just have to say to all the callers in the queue, thank you for calling into the show. Show runs until 8 tonight, so we're definitely going to try to get to you as soon as we can. But is there anything else you want to say, man? Did you want to throw out any other links or drop a quick 8?
I'm going to throw out links today. All my links are pretty much Celsius916, except for the YouTube channel. So my Facebook is Celsius, C-E-L-S-I-U-S. As far as Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, they're Celsius916, C-E-L-S-I-U-S 916, which is all one word. YouTube channel is IDHTV. That's for YouTube for all my videos, up to date. And website will be coming pretty soon, hopefully before the album release or afterwards. Other than that, man, thank you for having me on. Shout out to everybody that's listening and tuning in. Hopefully you guys have got the social meet, so well, the links and everything to check them out and so forth. Also, if you check out the video, Bet That, it also has a screen with all my social media handles on it as well. So if you pause it for a second and check those out, that'd be greatly appreciated. And I appreciate everybody that's tuning in and everybody that's listening, and including to the guys who have me calling on the show. So I appreciate you guys very much. And one love from the West Coast, especially Sacramento, California, man.
Definitely, definitely. And I just have to say real quick, now that I heard that name Celsius, I remember that time you called into the show, and, like, when you spit so much fire, you leave me on mute. Like, my ass never shuts up. I couldn't even speak after, dude. I was like, we have to go to a break. So, like, definitely, dude, your talent is definitely one of a kind, my man. So I definitely appreciate you showcasing it, you know, for us live on the radio that time you did.
Thank you, man. I greatly appreciate it and appreciate that you appreciate the music and the talent as well, man. I have plenty of more.
All right, man.
No problem. I'll see you guys next time.
And you already know the deal. Nothing but love, my dude. I definitely want to try to get to as many callers as we can. And if you want to have any of your songs played on the show, send me any of your tracks to Airborne, no space, AIRBOURN. 921-1990@yahoo.com. We'll make it happen. No charge.
Got you. No problem.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
None of you. Peace.
Yeah. All right, callers. Thank you once again for calling into the show. I can't say that enough. Without you guys, I wouldn't have a show, so I definitely appreciate it. All right, Mr. Black Care, who do we got next?
973-598,
you're alive. K Stax, North Jersey, Dual Face Entertainment, we rockin'. How you guys doing?
Doing good, my dude. Just enjoying the show and appreciating everybody that calls in, my man. So it's definitely great to, you know, have you call into the show. Are you a first-time caller?
Second-time caller. I know I got in a text to call in, so I was giving it a call. I'm showing some love and basically just talking a little bit about what I got going on and, you know, in a quick brief synopsis, I guess you could say.
Well, we definitely appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely appreciate you taking the time out of your day to call into the show. So without further ado, why don't you tell us what you're working on, man?
All right, absolutely. I'm K Stax. I'm starting to run Dual Face Entertainment. Basically, it's makeup and paint half my face, different, you know, images to portray, you know, the struggle that I've been through, where I'm living now, all that kind of stuff, you know, through the pain and all that stuff. So basically paint half my face, gets a lot of, people to, you know, attention to what I'm saying, especially people that know me that have been through the struggle, know, you know, what it's like out there and know that, you know, I'm coming, you know, on the brighter side of things now. So that's basically what I'm starting, my own movement. And basically got a couple tracks coming. I do everything on spot when I go to the studio. I'm not a big writer, but I keep everything. You know, I look at it this way. You know, people want to hear what music is going to be like 6 months, a year from now. And basically I try to keep it as far as futuristic and, you know, what people want to hear in the future. So when I go to the studio, I try to, you know, get myself, you know, in the moment and really push that, you know, new type of music that's going to be hitting, you know, what people are going to be listening to. Because when I tend to write, I tend to get to the studio and I'm like, I could have done better, you know, I got some more fire for that, you know. So basically, you know, I do a lot of freestyling as an artist. I do a lot of, you know, things with my movement, starting to get merchandise out there. But I'll throw out some quick links. Also, I'll throw out my cell. That's just because, you know, I feel that's a better tool for networking, because a lot of social media is long. It's out there. It's, you know, it's hard to reach. It's hard to get all those lettering out there. So basically, Facebook, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Keeb, K-I-E-B. And the cell is 908-868-2761. Like I said, I work with everybody that's got dedication and hard work. So,
all right, man, and we definitely appreciate you calling into the show. And with all you were saying about the, you know, how you're like, oh, I could have went more ham on that and brought more fire. That's me to the T, my dude. You know, like, I always second guess myself. Like, it's not really second guess. It's just the fact that you want to leave 110% your best. You want to leave like a legacy behind you, and that's the thing. Like, I'm always like that. And funny thing is, sometimes I'll actually write to the same beat again, and I'm like, shit, I kind of wish I said this instead of that. But, you know, I definitely can relate to you in that aspect. So definitely shout out to you though, man, for calling in. Did you want to leave on a quick eight, because we do got to get to other callers?
Yeah, I got a little something. When I die, you gon' remember me. Got a Mossberg in the weapon tree. It take a 50 cal to see the end of me, then turn you to a memory like leprosy. There is no discrepancy. I'm a straight up walking felony. I kick down your door, bitch, it's open sesame. Got zero friends, all I got is enemies, but that's what gives me energy. Put you in a box like a penalty. Got that black tar, you could call it ebony. Use a rat, use a snake, use a deputy. Do they really know who shot Kennedy? Allegedly, it was me, drunk as fuck on Hennessy.
I definitely fuss with that, man. Definitely. That was fire, dude. Well, yeah, dude. Show is every other Monday, 6:30 p.m. to usually 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we've been able to make, you know, an hour and a half show happen a lot, and a couple two-hour shows. So we're going to try to make it a permanent deal. You know what I'm saying? A permanent, like, two-hour show. So that way you guys can hang out longer with us. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate it, man. And like I said, show runs until 8, so if there's more time, we definitely put you back on.
All right, cool. Absolutely. You guys take it easy.
You too.
All right, one.
All right, once again, callers, thank you all for calling into the show. You know, it's a huge blessing just to have you guys take time out of your day, you know, to hang out with us and promote your sound. So we definitely appreciate it. All right, Mr. Black Terror, who do we got next?
I got 403-813. You are live.
402-813.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, man, it's always a kid, man. I'm a recording artist from Omaha, Nebraska, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing good, man. Definitely appreciate you calling in, my dude.
Hey, man, I can honestly say I really do, man. Me listening to all the artists, you know what I mean, and how they promoting themselves and stuff like that, it's real good to give, you know what I mean? It's really educational, you know what I mean? It's because if they understand that, it's levels to it. It's levels to the game, you know what I mean? You just can't just jump in head first. You know, I was listening to the last caller when he said, you know, he's doing his own movement, you know what I mean? That's good. You got to start off somewhere. You can't just keep putting out the things that, because it's not you. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to put out something, you need to put out something that's going to inspire, and that's something inspiring. You know what I mean? Don't.
For sure.
Don't level, how can I say it? Don't undermine your standards. You know what I mean? If I put out something, I'm not going to put out something that, you know what I mean, that if I go performing at the club, I want people shooting at my, you know what I mean, shooting at my show, fighting at my show. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all about what are you trying to gain, you know what I mean? What do you stand for? You know what I mean? I've been writing music for 15, 17 years. I've been getting in the studio for 7 months. So I can relate to what he's saying from going off of his pain and all that, you know what I mean, covering up a face, you know what I mean? But
yeah, for sure.
I'm all like, you're moving, you gotta, like, you start a movement. Like me, I'm in the movement. I'm Cool Gang Entertainment. You know, and my movement is about my younger generation, to where I know that I can give back to my community. You know what I mean? If I see somebody that's 17, 16, 15 game banging, what's my play in that? My play is to hope that they take my knowledge, use my knowledge, and run with it, instead of taking my knowledge and using it in the negative. know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely,
how you,
dude.
How you can connect. Like, you got to connect with your peers. Like, you know what I mean? Tupac and Biggie, they connecting with their peers. Not 9 times out of 10, I'm a Tupac fan. You know what I mean? They talk about society, how the society is messed up. You know what I mean? Me being an up-and-coming 2016 artist, you know what I mean? It was just like, you know, I got to change lives. I didn't wreck so much lives, it's time to change it. You know what I mean? That's what I want. I mean, everybody does have different mind states. But
yeah, for sure.
If you work with somebody, you can't take them as far as they as you want to go because they might not be ready. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, most definitely, dude.
I like your show, man. I really do appreciate it, man. I love your show. Man, it was just a shocking that I heard what I heard, and I was like, damn. All that talent.
We appreciate
you. They have to do something with it.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to cut you off, dude. We appreciate you calling in as well, my dude. You know, like I said before, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have a show. I'd just be rambling on for an hour and a half, and who the hell would want to listen to that? You know what I'm saying? So it's you guys that are the star. You know, I'm just the one that I just fill it in. So that way, if, like, you know, I make sure everybody gets on, it's you guys really that are the star. You guys basically run the show. I'm just the man on the phone, so... I appreciate you guys calling in. I appreciate all the, you know, love you guys show me. And before you continue real quick, dude, I have to say all the other callers in the queue, we appreciate you calling into the show. Do not go anywhere. We got a few more, I want to say about 30-something more minutes left, and we'll definitely get to you as soon as we can. But is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, man, like I said, if y'all don't know who I am, I'm Sideways the Kid. Straight from the flesh, I'm on the brass, stand up, you know what I mean? My mixtape, I got 2 mixtapes about to drop, 1 album about to drop, so I'm very busy. I'm managing. I'm very busy. I promote my own music. Like I said, mixtape Worldwide Soldiers about to drop April 20th, 2017. Mixtape Midwest Soldiers about to drop next week. My album gonna drop in December, and it's good, man. I mean, Sideways the Kid. You can follow me on Twitter at Sideways the Kid, Facebook Sideways the Kid, YouTube Sideways the Kid. Got all my music. You know what I mean? What's there to come? It's just a promo. I'm not gonna, like, it's a promo. So don't go thinking that y'all gonna go there and be like, oh, I want all this music. No, that's just to give y'all a taste of what the mixtapes is all gonna be about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I'm looking for local artists. I'm looking for independent artists that didn't have the time to say, you know, I tried. You know what I mean? That's scared to elevate. So I'm looking for them so I can elevate them, so I can help them grow.
Most definitely.
Give them what they need.
Most definitely. And I don't know if you're – are you a first-time caller to the show? Because I don't remember you calling in before.
No, I'm a first-time caller, man. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, man. Now, I don't know if you know, but we actually are broadcast in 50 states and over 3 countries. We got 35,000 listeners worldwide tuning in right now as we speak. So it's definitely a great, you know, platform for you guys to come on and do your thing and promote. But you already know the deal, man. Nothing but love for all you guys. But we definitely want to try to get to a few more callers. Did you want to end on a quick 8 or finish up what you were saying, or?
I'll end with a quick 8. I mean, all right, check this out. It's called Regrets. I figured out what my real mission is, keeping my circle small. People can't tell on me. I'm chasing my dream. I put on my energy in the right places. I write on this paper. When so much intention on setting the standards, my lyrics get wet. Man, I just written some mess. Show your boys how to finesse. I learn from the best. I write, then I go back to hustling. Watching my music just cause that effect. My idol was Dr. King because he done had a dream. Want everybody think equally. I'm vicious, like, lyrically. New in the industry. Giving y'all simple, no need for rap beef. And I'm hungry for knowledge and wisdom. I'm going to cut it right here. The 8 bars. I had to drop the 7 or the 8 bars. But tune in, man. YouTube, man. YouTube Sideways the Kid. Regret the whole song. Regrets. Single Regrets. It's on YouTube at Sideways the Kid. You know, Hey, I'm going to send y'all some music, man. How would I be able to send y'all some music so y'all can play it around? Just educational music. Ain't no shoot 'em, bang, bang, shit like that.
You can add me on Facebook at Brad Bourne. Also, you should also type in B-Dubs. You'd be able to find it.
And if you can't find it that way, my email is airborne, A-I-R-B-O-U-R-N, no space, 921-1990 at yahoo.com.
Right. Okay, I'm going to find you. You said airborne at Yahoo?
Airborne, yep.
Okay, I'm going to hit you up, man.
All right, I appreciate it. And definitely thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
All right, callers, thank you for calling into the show. Thank you for sticking around, sticking with us, and let's keep it moving. All right, Black Terror, who do we have next?
903-306, you lie.
Hello, can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, yeah, that's better, dude.
Okay, now, what I was saying before, but again, how y'all, you know, I'm saying from Hope, Arkansas, you know, rocking the Buddha, we don't touch. And Black Jeff, let us get on and do this, man. Stay hungry to God first.
You kind of broke off towards the end, dude. I mean, we can hear you a little bit, but better than last time for sure. But I don't know if it's the bad – I don't know if it's signal or what, dude. But I definitely – you know, I apologize for it because I want you to, you know, callers to hear you crystal clear so that way they know who you are.
Okay, I'm trying to fix it to myself.
That was better a little bit right there, man.
Okay. I said keep God first and stay humble. I'm working on a little song, you know, it's an old song. I picked it up and started it, put it down. It's been in a locker for a long time. It's called Lucid Dream.
Okay, okay. Definitely sounds dope.
It is, man. It's like, you know, when you have good feelings and bad feelings and you lay down. And
oh, yeah, for sure.
You have like an out-of-body experience with thought, you know?
For sure, yep.
Man, that's what I'm trying to put on, man. My little bro, Jamar, thank you. He'll put up, you know, put things together. I got to deal with him. All
right, man, and we appreciate you calling in. I apologize for that, man. I don't know if it was the, you know, bad reception on your end or what, but I definitely thank God we were able to hear you at the end there.
Yeah, man, I'm tired, man. It's rain,
but nothing in my signal. All right, bro. Well, we appreciate you calling into the show, and show is every other Monday at 6:30 p.m.
Appreciate
Eastern
y'all.
Eastern Standard Time.
Appreciate y'all for having time.
Yep, not a problem. All right, Mr. Black Hair, who do we got next?
757-675
Hey, what's going on, B-Dubs? This is Quantrell Howard out of Virginia Beach, Virginia, representing QLN Entertainment. How are y'all doing this evening?
Doing good, my man. Actually, I don't know if you heard the news, but I'm actually thinking of keeping my name as B-Dubs for, like, DJ. But one of my boys actually said, you know what you should call yourself as Metaphor because of my bars, my punchlines, and stuff like that, and just the fact that I came across so many people with the name like B-Dubs, you know, S-Dubs. There's a P-Dubs out here in Vermont. So it's kind of like, you know, if I change my name to Metaphor, it puts me kind of like in my own individual category. So I think that would be a cool, you know, twist and something new, but I have to live up to the name for sure.
I don't know. Go for Simile. That's another one. I would try that, Simile.
Or a French Fry Fred. I like that too.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, if you want that name, I don't think you can quite take that one. You might have to change the pronunciation of it. You might have to do Frenchy Fries. That might be your best shot.
Yeah, for sure. What's going on, man?
Awesome. Well, for everyone that is on the line right now, if you're just tuning into this show, or if you're a first-time caller, I run a show called The Q on the same network as this guy here does on 802 Radio. I have a show called The Q. It airs every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to call in and get your promotion in and get yourself out there, advertise, rap, do whatever you like to do, call in every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same line here, the 319-527-6196 number. You want to follow our show, it's facebook.com/theq16, facebook.com/theq16. Want to give a quick shout-out to Royal Crest Keisha. She was our co-host for our two-hour caller takeover live last week. or I guess week before last, I would say, because we did not have a show last week. We actually were busy shopping last week, so obviously we couldn't do that. But definitely, shout out to her. She co-hosted the show since Jonathan Alves was out for that episode. But we will be back again this upcoming Friday, December 2nd. So please call into the show. We're going to hopefully get a special guest up there by the end of the week. Hopefully have a special guest. Shout out to some artists that have been submitting some music to me. I think I have a track from Chris Frierson. He sent something out to me. So shout out to Fleetwood for recommending him to send music out to us. And shout out to, I believe it's another artist, I believe. I'm not sure if it's Nicodemus. I'm not sure if he sent something. I'm not sure if it was him or it might have been somebody else. I have to forget. Oh, yeah, Jaycon. Shout out to Jaycon. He sent some music to me, so shout out to Jaycon. Definitely shout out to everyone that's submitting music. If you want to submit music to our show and get it played live on air, just email us at theclown@rocketmail.com. That's theclown at rocketmail.com. And you can pretty much have your music aired. Also, use that email for any special guest inquiries if you're trying to special guest on our show. We've had plenty of people come through the show from Texas. We even had Stan the Guitar Man, who used to work for MWA. We had him on the show. I know B-Dubs had him on his show as well. We were just having to get in the same amount of special guests around the same time.
That was also a thank you to Fleetwood as well. Fleetwood definitely made that happen. So definitely, like you said, shout out to Fleetwood as well for making that happen.
Definitely, shout out to Fleetwood as well. He definitely has been coming through for us. We also had him on our show as a special guest as well. So definitely, just check us out. Also, we have a new for QLN Entertainment. If you want to check out our music, it's facebook.com/QLNENT. It's SoundCloud and Twitter, Instagram at QLNENT. We have a new track out from DJ Killer Crazier featuring myself and featuring French Fry Fred. Since you happen to put them out there, all three of us have a track called "Tell It." It's a remix of the infamous '90s hit from Groove Theory, "Tell Me." It's pretty much Killer Crazier doing a remix version of my produced version of the song, so it's definitely a huge hit already. We're putting it out there. You're going to hear it again on the queue. If you want to check it out, it's on our SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/QLNENT. And if you want to hear past episodes of the queue and still check out our music, audiomac.com/artist/QLNENT is the place to go. That's audiomac, pretty much audiomac.com/artist/QLNENT. And you can check out our past episodes of the queue there. But if you want a special guest, get your music out there. Have any graphic design inquiries? I do all the graphic design work for all of our projects, the queue, everything. If you want any inquiries about that as well, theclown@rocketmail.com. Email me, and we will see what type of business inquiries we can come up with. But shout out to the Black Eye Radio Network. Shout out to everybody that's on the network. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the teams out here that are doing their thing. Shout out to our new addition to the network. I believe we have a new addition who she's going to be premiering on Sunday. I forgot her name, and she keeps calling in a lot, but I'm going to get it. It was the casting coach, the acting coach. I'm not sure if you caught her name too, but she's joining.
I totally forgot it too, man. I feel bad now because, you know, like I said, she was like the second or third caller though, but I know it's out of Cali, right? California.
Yeah, out of California. She called in too.
Yeah.
I know she was promoting her show. I believe it's a fashion type deal I believe it's a fashion type deal or something like that. But
what was her name so we can shout her out? What was her name again? Mr. Black Hair?
Yeah, who was the new
person? Her name is Tanya.
Tanya. Okay. Shout out Miss Tanya.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Black Hair so that way we need to know it, so that way, because she is part of the broadcast family now, so definitely shout out to her as well. Well, yeah, and real quick, Mr. Quantrill, for all the first-time callers, why don't you let them know who actually shared a flyer you made on Twitter a while back. I think it was like 3 or 4 episodes ago of
Oh, yeah, it was Instagram, actually. I do, obviously, for everyone that knows, I do also do the graphic design. I do the flyers for a Black Eye Radio show that airs every Tuesday from 10 to 12. I do the flyers for his show. He's the I would say he's the flagship show that everyone goes to first. I did the flyers for his show, and he happened to have an artist up there, Young Zeke, who was a part of Doggy Style Records, which is Snoop Dogg's label. And they happened to get Snoop Dogg on Instagram to share the flyer that I made. So Snoop Dogg has the flyer on his Instagram, and he shared it. It is I'm not even kidding you. You go to his Instagram at Snoop Dogg, and you can see the flyer right there for Young Zeke. And it has all the Black Tier information. I made that flyer. Yeah, I made that flyer. So
5,000 likes in an hour.
Oh, 5,000 likes in an hour. Yeah, that's right.
An hour, sorry.
Not
under
only
an
that,
hour.
Guys, to all the other first-time callers as well, I also invested in Black Tear's artist promo packages, and my song 802 Nobody wasn't even played for. It was like as soon as the song got done, I looked on my SoundCloud, and it was at 800. I looked, and it was like 3,000. So definitely, I know you guys definitely fuck with this show, but I recommend definitely reaching out to Mr. Black Tear as well, you know, like Quantrell said, he is like the flagship show everybody goes to first, you know, the top one. So definitely shout out to him for doing it for us.
Definitely shout out to Black Tear for helping us out. And definitely for everyone that wants to call in to more shows or looking to call in and get yourself promoted on more shows, my show airs every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, facebook.com/theQ16 is where you can find me up there on Facebook. You can check out any updates on what type of shows we're going to be having up there. We had a pretty big show last time we aired. It was a 2-hour show, our very first 2-hour show. So we finally pulled it off, and it did very well. So we definitely shout out to everyone. Shout out to World Crush Keisha from the World Crush Takeover show that came over there and special guested with us. And shout out to Jai One. His track, Grown Men, has been airing on our show a lot. So shout out to Jai One from Houston, Texas. Black Chick calls him the next Jay-Z, so definitely somebody you want to check out. And just shout out to everybody else. But check out our music, facebook.com/QLNENT. Check out DJ Killer Crazier featuring myself and French Fry Fred, Tell It. That's a holiday warm-up mix because DJ Killer Crazier is going to be coming out with a Christmas mix. But if you want to check out all of DJ Killer Crazier's stuff, it's on soundcloud.com/QLNENT. You have the warm-up mix. And before that, we have the QLNOween mix. It's Halloween mix part 3. So you definitely check out that. Check that out if you want to hear some new music, independent music. You know, we're pushing it all day long from QLN Entertainment. So search us up, QLN Entertainment. Search us up everywhere. We're pretty much everywhere. But other than that, shout out to you, Brad.
All right, shout out to you as well, and I appreciate you calling into the show.
No problem.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
All right, to all the callers that are in the queue, that was Mr. Quantrell Howard, the CEO and founder of QLN Entertainment. You know, and also wanted to say happy birthday to Jay Styles, you know, the guy he mentioned, Jonathan Irons. You know, it was his birthday. I think it was actually the day before Thanksgiving, or if not, it was on the day of Thanksgiving. So
it was on
shout out to him as well. Oh, on Thanksgiving. So definitely shout out to him as well. And all right, Mr. Black Tear, do we got any other callers?
Yes, 810-835, you're live. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
You all right?
Doing all right. I know that number. Is this Mr. Carlito 810?
Yes, it is. My phone was on mute. I was talking big time. I was saying some shit. Y'all didn't get to hear it, but.
is DMX chilling with you tonight?
Oh, yeah. DMX is always here. Nah, man.
Crazy, man. That's probably the best one I ever heard. But definitely, dude, I want to let you know, like I said, our special guest tonight was supposed to be the one who won the radio show, the contest we had, Holder. But she actually couldn't make it, so we're going to reschedule. But like I said, I told you, you obviously had the next slot because we mentioned it on Facebook. So if you're definitely down, my dude, I definitely –
want to make that happen. You know, definitely have you as a guest host and run the show with us.
Oh, I'm definitely there. You know that.
All right, man.
You guys are my extended family. What's up?
Definitely, and we feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely appreciate all the love and support you're showing us. So,
oh,
but
yeah.
Is there anything you want to throw out there? Anything you want to promote?
Oh yeah, you know I got an album out, Born Identity. It's everywhere in all net stores all over the world. I don't care where you're at. You're in Germany, Mexico, Netherlands, Europe. You can get it. Born Identity. Everywhere. Born Ultimatum is coming in January. It'll be the follow-up to Born Identity. It will also be everywhere. Everywhere that good music is sold on the internet, you can grab it. You can also get it at im810.com. That's im810.com. All my social medias is Carlito810. Twitter, at Carlito810. Instagram, at Carlito810. YouTube, you can search Carlito810 because I have a lot of videos that's just not on my channel. Or you can just go to my channel, CarlitoLito810. That's CarlitoLito810. Or you can find everything at im810.com. im810.com. You know.
All right, man. We definitely appreciate it. And how was your Thanksgiving, dude?
I was chilling. I just sat by myself, smoked some weed, ate a couple turkey sandwiches.
Hey, there ain't nothing
worked
wrong
on
with
music.
That.
Oh, I worked on some music, you know what I'm saying? No, I work. I got, man. So, you know, but then, like I said, the album coming out in January, so, you know, I just been working. But I do got some fat 8 bars to kick for y'all real quick.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Definitely, most definitely. And before you do that real quick, I just want to say to all the other callers in the queue, we appreciate you calling into the show. Show runs for another, I want to say, 10 minutes. So we'll try to get through a couple more of you guys. But definitely take it away, dude.
Yo, I hang with old heads that move the H by the 2-0, and me and that Batman is a dynamic duo. I'm under pressure to get fat that weighs heavy like a sumo. If you didn't get that shit fast, nigga, you slow. Mad because they got to stand down every time I step up. The same ones that threw the mud, shit, get stuck. I don't concern myself with all of that because I've been in this game since way back and you could check all the stats. But cheese, your friends would go from that to what you call a rat. Smile forward in your face, but always trying to hold you back. That's enough.
I definitely fuck with that, man. And I posted something a couple days ago, actually, on Facebook, and I was actually, I was in a 90s frenzy myself, and I was like, gosh, I hope he likes it, because I was about to go, like, old school, because I said, what was it? If you like this, I will send you a sneak peek of, like, a 90s song, and you guess it. And I just, a few people that liked it, I sent like 40 minutes of like tag team back again, shake, get your racket, let's begin, party on, party people. And then I went to
that's the essence right there.
Do you remember like the crack of the whip, I snap attack front to back in this thing called rap, dig it like a shovel rhyme, devil on a heavily level, bang the bass. Remember that one, my man Snap?
Hey, what? Man, of course I remember that one.
Yeah.
For real. Man. Because, hey, you know what? We need to bring it back, man. We need to bring it back to real music, dog. Because, like, you know, I'm going to say this real quick and I'm going to get off. Like that little Yachty dude, he dissed everybody before him. He dissed Biggie, he dissed Pac, he dissed, and this dude can't even rap. He did the worst freestyle I ever heard in my life. He couldn't even freestyle. He kept going, hold on, let me catch the beat. Hold on, let me catch the beat. Hold on, let me catch the beat. The whole damn time.
Well, and I want to let you know, Mr. Carlito, I actually got word from Black Terror that we don't got any other callers right now. So, I mean, if you're down, dude, I definitely like to, you know, hang out with you for the last few minutes of the show, dude. I mean, like,
yeah.
I said, it's only until 8, so.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, the institution of hip-hop, man, is scarred and marred. You know what I'm saying? And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and just like this show, this is the essence of hip-hop. The essence of hip-hop is to bring people together, not to divide people. You know what I'm saying? The essence, the real essence of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know, like I tell everybody, you know, MCs weren't even a star. It was a DJ. You know, it started out as a party thing. So everybody came to party. That means everybody came to have fun. You know what I'm saying? And now it's terrible. It's just terrible, man. You're promoting violence and promoting drug use beyond, I mean, they talk about cocaine, Xannies, and all this, and you got all these people out here on syrup and lean, and they think it's cool, and they can't even, they're lethargic, they can't even talk, they're slobbing on themselves, and they think it's cool. And I just, man, I'm going to bring this shit back because I got to. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And something I was, when I was, you know, brought up, I was, you know, had the, you know, I was actually blessed enough to be under the guidance of some big name people out in New York, you know, and these, like, took time out of their schedule to, like, help coach, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
The best advice they gave me is they said, rap is the WWE of music, meaning it's a form of entertainment. So when every single person says all artists need to spit 110% real shit, well, if you notice, my style of rapping, it doesn't really tell a story. I say stuff like, choke on my words, no time for the Heimlich, put him in a nursery, his ass came out rhyming. You know, I just do punchline upon punchline upon punchline. I don't really tend to tell a story. I mean, I can, but people still fuck with it because, you know, that's the thing about hip-hop is – people look at the fact like, oh, you know, don't talk about guns if you ain't got it. But see, me, when I'm on the mic, that's how I cope with my anger. I unleash my anger, my emotions on the mic, and when I stay home, I'm by myself, I'm quiet, you know what I'm saying? I keep to myself. But that's the thing, you know, it's like, that's why on the mic, like, when I get mad and pissed off on the mic, if I say I'm going to shoot you, like, I'm saying it, like, I want you to believe it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's basically, I'm not saying I'm coming at you and I'm going to. I'm saying, leave me the fuck alone. You know, I stay out of it kind of type stuff. And
with that being said, you ain't going to make every song like that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Every last song you rap about is not going to be about killing somebody. And that's what hip-hop is a feeling. That's what you felt at that moment. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you don't feel like that every day. You don't just get up every day and want to kill people and drink lean. You just don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know, I'm just talking about the redundance of it. You know, these stupid guys didn't want to talk shit about the real hip-hop, and then these young guys don't even go look for it because the people who's talking, who they looking up to, is talking shit about it. So they ain't even checking for a Biggie or a Pac or an N.W.A. or a Redman or something. You know what I'm saying? They won't go further than Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying? And it's terrible. You know, half these guys don't speak with no type of eloquence or nothing. So, you know, it's not showing anything. And like I said, it's fine to have that for a moment, but when you just the redundance of killing and getting high and having sex and all that, I mean, ain't nobody living like that.
Because the stuff you were saying about, you know, the people, some people talking shit on the track and stuff about one another, you know, something that happened at the end of the last week, I wasn't going to address it, but I had to just because, you know, when you're successful, we all, I'm sure, have experienced this. When you're successful, you come across that one person that you don't know how the hell you pissed off or what the hell you did. Long story short, there's a guy out here in Vermont known as P-Dubs. Ironically enough, he changed his name to P-Dubs. My name was B-Dubs for about 3-4 years. This dude just hits me up and's like, hey, yo, I'm going to slaughter you on your show and all this stuff. I said, well, you have the opportunity to call into the show. I try to keep drama off my show. But I'm like, if he wants to talk all this smack, you know, and ruin basically my day, you know, and I block this dude, he would start again. So long story short, Carlito, I told him, I said, call into the show. You are so good. You're so confident. I'm giving the opportunity to humiliate me on my own show. But I said, you best believe I'm coming back with it. I'm coming back with it twice as hard. He immediately said, and I screenshot the conversation. What was it? 6:40. He said, I'm going to slaughter you. 6:45 after I dropped 16. I'm not calling in your bitch ass show. I said, well, you just said 5 minutes ago you were going to. What happened? You know, and it's like, that's my thing, guys. Like, I try to avoid drama, but when people just mess with you so much, you can't think, you know, and that's what, you know, I try to balance that myself. I'm an aggressive person, and, you know, my biggest fear is one of these days I'm going to face someone to get people to not fuck with me anymore, but that hasn't happened yet, you know. And
I mean, but that's what hip-hop is teaching right now, conflict. It's not teaching resolution. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was saying. Back in the day, at least, you know, we had some PEs. You know what I'm saying? And even, you know, they toured with Anthrax. So even though they were speaking about the establishment, even white people understood what they were saying. Their biggest fans were white people. Public Enemy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing was they brought awareness. It wasn't to say, hey, Whitey, you're bad. It said, these are the facts. This is the truth. We need to do something about it. You know, we can sweep racism under the carpet all day long, but we know it's there. And this year it reared its head to show us that it's still there. It's still there. You know what I'm saying? And it's just been hiding, you know, and it's like, I'm sorry, but like, you know, my people, you know, we speak out against violence, but then we commit violence against each other. You know, if a police kills somebody, we ain't marching in the streets. But if Jimmy killed Tyrone, we going, yeah, that's what that nigga get because he should have been snitching. You know what I'm saying? It's a double-edged sword here. All lives should be valuable.
That's why I try to – I never comment on that stuff because it's one of those things that it will never end, like, unless people try to make it end. You know, it's one of those things that people need to stand together and make it end that way. You know, it's not going to end on its own.
I'm a poster boy for unity because I'm black, I'm white, I'm Puerto Rican, and I'm Native American. So I can speak about it all day long because I'm all of them.
Definitely, yeah. And I'm gonna take it old school real quick. Hold on. All I wanna do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
And you boom, boom, just shake you up.
All I wanna do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake you up. Check, baby, check, baby, check, baby,
check, baby, check, baby. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4, check, baby, check, baby. It's called the rum shaker. The bitch is like sweeter than candy. Yeah.
Hey, that's funny that you said that because the program that we record on for my album is called Studio One. And you know who put that together, right? That's a Teddy Riley.
Who?
Teddy Riley. Studio One was done by Teddy Riley.
Damn.
Teddy Riley from Guy. The big rum shaker. Teddy Riley, the little short nigga. Yeah, him.
That was the jam back in the day.
Well, you know, Teddy Riley had them. He had Guy. He had a Queen Pen. I mean, you know, Teddy Riley brought the New Jack Swing into everything. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, dude. For sure. That was Teddy Riley, back in the day.
Right. If it weren't for Teddy Riley, it wouldn't be no such thing as a New Jack Swing.
For sure,
you know
what
I mean?
And that's like, you know who else? I want your opinion real quick, Charlie Boy, because we have only 2 minutes left, and I'm going to end on a pretty cool song real quick. But I just wanted to ask you, I know we talked about old school. I want to go new school. Do you honestly think when I tell people, well, not really new school, he's kind of old school, but kind of not. When I tell people that I think rapper Xzibit from Pimp My Ride, I think personally – I fucks with all kinds of his music. I like his style of music. I like his metaphors, his punchlines. Do you honestly think if I said he is a very underrated artist, would you give him that credit? Because I think he is. In myself, I would put him in my top 20 best as far as hip-hop artists.
He's one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite. When I heard Paparazzi, oh, my God. What you see is what you get now. That video changed the way videos were shot. Because remember, he was walking through the whole action of the video. Instead of being a part of the video, he was on the outside of the video walking through. People was robbing and shooting and shit. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What you see is what
LAX,
you get now.
Look at how big that song was. LAX. I know people that are hardcore video gamers. They still to this day know what game that came from. That was under Underground 2, Need for Speed Underground 2. Like, that song right there was was the first time I ever heard it. And I don't understand.
I never heard
anybody say he is my favorite rapper of all time. They say Pac or somebody, which is understandable, you know, because Xzibit is great. Don't get me wrong, but could he live up to the same thing as Pac? I don't know, but he definitely deserves to be in the top 20.
Man, Xzibit is dope. You know what I'm saying? He was dope. Like I said, he was with the Alcoholics. You know, the Alcoholics, Xzibit. You know, I did shows with all of them back in the day, but the Hieroglyphics crew with Delta Funky Homo Sapien Casual and Souls of Mischief, you know, all of them was lyrical.
For sure. And Mr. Carl,
all those was lyrical.
Yeah, it's
you know what I'm saying?
I definitely hate to cut it short, but we'll continue this on our next show when you host with us. Sound good?
For sure.
And I appreciate you calling in, man. I didn't want to cut you off so quick, but, you know, I don't want to take any more of Mr. Black Tear's time. So we're going to actually
shout out Black Tear.
We're going to end on an actual old school track here, one of my favorite ones. This one's for all ladies out there. We're going to end on Usher, Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Peace up, A-Town.
Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. Cause you know how I feel. I got a shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was spitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. I decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.